Throughout my time in the Senate, I have never seen a nominee with more of a stealth record than this Mr. Estrada. Despite a full hearing by the Senate Judiciary Committee, there is simply not enough information about Mr. Estrada's judicial views for me to be able to fulfill my responsibility of advice and consent. Let me take a few moments to outline Mr. Estrada's failure, utter failure, to provide the information necessary to confirm his nomination to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. We are talking here not about a cabinet position, a political position that will come and go. We are talking about the approval of an individual for a lifetime appointment, someone who will serve in the second highest court of the land for the rest of the lifetimes of many of us here in this body. First, during his confirmation hearing, Mr. Estrada refused to comment on a single Supreme Court case. Now, this is an individual who has never served on the bench, and so has no record on the bench, has not been an academic scholar, and so has no writings that are publicly available for anybody to review. Most other nominees have long experience either on the bench or in academia, and we can examine their record with great scrutiny, and I may approve or disapprove of their views on one thing or another, but at least I know what they are. And overwhelmingly, I have voted for them because I knew what their views were. And I may have disagreed with some of their views, but nonetheless found them to be competent, capable individuals that I could vote for. But in this instance, Mr. Estrada refused and has no other record and refused to comment on a single Supreme Court case. And while I understand that nominees often do not like to comment on cases and issues that one day may appear before them, and I understand that, certainly, Mr. Estrada refused to give the committee a single example of a Supreme Court decision that he disagreed with throughout the entire history of the United States Supreme Court. Mr. Estrada may not want to create a record for himself by stating his views on a controversial case like Roe versus Wade. I understand that. But did his coaching to avoid answering questions, including commenting on, say, the Dred Scott case, rather than addressing the issue, he simply refused to give the committee an answer. Several attempts were made by members of the Judiciary Committee to get Mr. Estrada to elaborate on his approach to legal issues, despite being asked specific questions about his judicial philosophy. He refused to give the committee an answer. Refused. Even when asked to name a single judge, living or dead, who he admired, would like to emulate, he refused to give the committee an answer. Finally, members of the Judiciary Committee have asked Mr. Estrada to provide the Senate with legal memos or other analysis, which he has prepared in the past and which could possibly shed some light on his judicial thinking. So far, Mr. Estrada has refused to provide this additional information as well.